Factis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hey. That was live at Rhythm Tree. Hey You, and I'm guessing that's the Starlight Starling Songwriters Club. And we've got Chris Quinton. You're like the head boy, aren't you, on the show?
On for Starlings,
yes.
Songwriters, myself and Maria Woodford is my very capable colleague, and we are doing bits and bobs like that in the community all the time. Yeah.
So that was live. That's a recording live, actually live, not in a studio. Live at the Rhythm Tree.
Rhythm Tree Festival. We were lucky enough to take some of our. So that song was written by a workshop attendee from summer before last, possibly. A young lady called Charlotte, and she came along with some of our group members to perform a collection of four songs, actually, at Rhythm Tree. Beautiful. Great experience for them.
It sounded like they were having fun. It sounded really sweet and lovely.
Support from the audience was amazing. Yeah, it was just a beautiful day. Yeah, everything was brilliant. Yeah.
How was it for them to suddenly become, you're on a stage in front of quite a few people?
Well, yeah, for most of them, I think it was their first ever time on a festival stage. So, you can see the apprehension and the excitement beforehand and whatnot. And they smashed it, though. They were absolutely amazing. They were, there's some great video, actually, on our website, starlingsongwriters.co.uk. And that's also on our YouTube channel. You can also go and find it there. There's some lovely video of the entire performance.
How lovely it is, because obviously we have an array of talent here on the Isle of Wight when it comes down to music and songwriters and producers and so on. Yep. And there you are at the other end, the grassroots level, building the future.
Yeah, exactly. We try and think of ourselves as pointing our attendees and students and whatnot in the right direction, so we're in touch with or have been in touch with Platform One, looking at their syllabus and things, and how can we direct people towards that. We're working in schools a little bit here and there now. So we did a big project with Lane's End, which we played last time that we were with you. And we've done a couple of school leavers songs and whatnot. So in schools, trying to nurture that kind of musical aspect and all things creative. We're looking at working in schools on the technical side of things as well. At some point in the near future. So you're right, really trying to kind of find these young people, find what they're interested in, whether it's musical creativity, lyric writing, the tech side of it, and just we're lucky that the group that we're talking about here, the club that we're running, is once a month in Carisbrook. As it happens, we've got a meet tonight, but we're lucky enough to be able to spend an hour and a half really looking at all those different aspects, and really for those that are interested in the tech side, they can sit down with me and look at what's going on the computer, look at the software we're using, and or if there's a PA that we're getting everybody to practice on ready for a live performance, they can really see what we're doing with the settings and everything. And at the other end of it, Maria's there in front of the microphone with all the people that are there for the performance aspect, and really an amazing thing to be involved in.
You go back to how things may have been when you were that age. There wasn't anything like this available.
And youth clubs, I guess, but even they were sort of struggling to get us involved in bits and bobs, I think, but from personal experience.
You haven't got you're a musician, a singer, songwriter, you produce stuff as well. So they've got you on tap, so to speak.
Yeah.
Whereas you wouldn't have had that. You'd have probably had some guy that used to work in a youth club that might know a few songs.
Yeah.
And the difference is, it's amazing. It's same with radio. When I was growing up, there was no radio stations on the island. So if you wanted to work in radio, it was going to be a dream, unfortunately. And it was probably a dream that was never going to come true. But nowadays, we're blessed with so many people like yourself doing what you do and then putting something back in.
Yeah, well, and we're lucky to live in the age we live in, aren't we? The age of communication, where it can just immediately be shared with anyone and everyone at the touch of a button. Amazing.
Yeah, that is incredible. We got a message from Maria in a minute. We're going to talk about Maria. Is it Maria?
Yeah.
But not yet.
Okay.
All right, yeah, we know she's listening. She would have been here, but she's got a cough.
Yeah, she will, yeah. She's and pretty poorly by the sounds of her, bless her. She's best off where she is.
Get well soon. Just to recap the song we just played, how old were the youngsters on stage?
So, that generally speaking, we're working with club members between 8 and 16 years old at the moment, but most of the attendees, I think the youngest we've got at the moment is 12, so 12 to 16.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility when you take them to a big gig.
Yeah,
and you know, it just say for instance, it sounds like it went wonderfully well.
Bit of organisation, just you know, we had a sort of a meeting point. All the parents sort of, you know, came to that point at a specific time. There's your bands and whatnot. Go to that stage, and you know, yeah, it was interesting. it was great fun.
They enjoyed it, and they came away from it with having a wonderful experience. Yeah, which absolutely. Is what it's all about. So, do you want to play? Should we play another song?
Yeah, we're going to play another one that was written by the club members. Actually, one of the club members, her sister is getting married at some point, so this song was written by the club for Tilly's sister's wedding, so it's called Tilly's Song, and it's kind of a
Have we had the wedding yet or not?
No.
Not the wedding
not
yet?
I know of.
No, right, okay.
It's in Australia, I think.
Oh, right, so this song will be heard in Australia then?
Quite possibly, yeah.
All right, so this is Tilly's Song. How old is Tilly?
How old is Tilly? She is at Christ the King, so she must be around about 14, I think.
Wow, so 14 writing her own songs. How fabulous is that?
Absolutely.
Let's play the song. That's Tilly's Song. And that was another track that was live at the Rhythm Tree, which is fantastic. Really like that, and it was different to the first song that we played.
Yeah. In its styling, it's quite a different song. I think that one stands out really because it was written as a love song, as a bit of a tribute to a couple getting married. So automatically, it's got that kind of like a more gentleness to it, you know.
I was just saying, you know, off air that it's a wonderful thing to be able to, you know, give something that young people can grab and feel good about and so on. It just takes me back to when I was a kid, and we were having this discussion with young people in the week or yesterday, and it was saying that, you know, we need to modernise, we need to give people opportunities to do these kind of things, because they've only just sort of in the last few years, people have seen this as, right, okay, this is a future. And you said something really lovely where kids are getting involved in it and the parents are coming to you and saying, what can I get him? What equipment can I get him for Christmas?
Yeah,
that encouragement is there.
Yeah.
And that's really, really wonderful. And I say, the school thing needs to change. So we need to encompass a little bit more of these kind of things that kids love and like and are talented at.
It's important that we roll with the punches as well. At the end of the day, it's an ever-changing landscape as far as social media and things is concerned. So, you know, whether or not we like the idea of TikTok, it kind of is the future, and it's kind of obvious if you really look at it, but there's not really a Facebook user under the age of 25 now, you know. It's all going that way. So if you are a parent and you're worried about, you know, TikTok generation and that sort of thing, well, yeah, you have a legitimate reason to be. It's super easy to access and it looks very addictive to me, but at the same time, you know, if you're going to encourage it, it needs to be done with responsibility and teaching kids how to, you know, really get on with it and use it safely, you know.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, the whole thing, the whole shebang, the whole thing that you're doing, it needs to be in a situation where, okay, let's take it into schools.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure that we take it properly. I mean, we all used to do music at school, but it would be a 40-minute lesson once a week and that was that.
Yeah.
Something much better for them, and it puts them on a bigger platform.
Well, yeah, we like to think that we can kind of encourage them to, you know, be taking this on as a hobby as well as a, you know, music's a lifestyle for a lot of us. And in reality, you know, we come into contact with quite a lot of young people who have got diaries and diaries of lyrics that they've written, just sitting there waiting for an opportunity to, you know, release them, do something with them, like put them to music or, you know, whatever it might be. So much, especially the Isle of Wight, somewhere like the Isle of Wight, we are sitting on a gold mine of creativity We're somewhere that naturally shuts down during the winter months. And so there's so many instrumentalists around, so many creative writers around. You know, it just takes a little bit of a something just to get them out of the bedroom and, you know, doing something in the community.
No, it's brilliant. It really is. I mean, it's you know, there's obviously similarities to what we do, but it's just lovely to be able to help.
Yeah.
You know, because you can see, I bet you get such a buzz from watching someone that is staring at their feet and all of a sudden they come up with a song and they're totally different.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the workshops as well, they get the full shebang, don't they? So they get everything. We've had a couple of attendees that have been quite lucky where they've ended up on their own. We panicked about it initially, thinking, well, our workshops are set up for a group. How do we handle it when we've only got one person? But in actual fact, with some of the most beautiful things that we've ended up with, one of them being the song that we played at the beginning, Hey You, a song about bullying, anti-bullying song. I think it was Anti-Bullying Week last week, if I'm not mistaken. So that's kind of relevant. And another that we played last time I saw you, where what's the song called? Turn the Page. Young lady on her own, she got a full song from scratch and a music video released to the public, you know, just, and it came out amazingly. I've got to say, without pushing my own ego into it in any way, shape or form, that the whole thing beautiful process, ended up with a fantastic product.
It's lovely to hear. It really is. And it's lovely to see, because, you know, the opportunities were few and far between years ago.
Yep.
Young people have got more, opportunities now, which I think is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from that age. I don't think you did. You're too young. Where little boys and girls should be seen and not heard. And, you know, I'm saying now, well, grown-ups ain't done such a wonderful job, have they? So maybe they ought to shut up.
Well,
and let the young people have a go.
That's the thing. It's it's not only an ever-changing landscape online, but how that affects everything in the real world. I just had a meeting with Teresa from the council this morning, and we were kind of discussing this. And I've got a friend who's a scout leader, for instance. They're going from, you know, groups of 40 or whatever, you know, 15, 20 years ago, down to sort of groups of, you know, well, dwindling numbers, should we say. Yeah. I'm not going to put a figure on it, because at the end of the day, I think it's an amazing thing. I think young kids should definitely be out there learning about all, you know, nature and experience in the real world. But the reality is, we've got a lot of people that are sat at home treating social media as if it's the real world. You know, it's...
Sadly.
Yeah. Well, you say sadly, but it's, you know, part of the age of communication, isn't it? You know, we there are ways to use it.
There are ways to use it, and I just think sometimes it's if we look at the positive, that's great.
Yeah.
But there are a whole load of negatives, and that's something we should be teaching our kids. Don't go in blind.
Mm.
You know, go in knowing exactly what you're doing, and every time you post something, do something, that's there forever.
Yeah.
And you have to take responsibility for it.
Very true. Very true. So now, yes.
Now, I've got to ask you, can we talk about Maria yet or not?
Oh, I think after the next song.
After the next song.
Probably talk a quick little bit about the next song, if that's okay.
I just want to get to the Maria bit, because I just think, you know, I'm excited.
Cause, I hope she's excited.
Should we say why we're excited? Well, I can. I've not heard this song.
Okay.
I've not played this song, and this is the first time ever.
Nobody's ever going to have heard. So we're going to do a before we move on to Maria's track, and before we move about that,
which has never been played ever before.
It's never been played ever before. I'm sure she's very apprehensive, so we're just going to keep her hanging on for a bit longer. So I just want to say, before we play the next song, which is from a project that we did with the Southern Housing Group. So we don't just do stuff with young people. We work with people of all ages. And we were lucky enough to be invited by the Southern Housing Group to take part in an event that they did here at the Riverside Centre, where you're based, which involved some of their service users coming along and writing a song about what they love about life. What is it? This is What Life Means to Me, this song's called.
How can you see that there, then? Because all I see is a load of letters.
Yeah,
it isn't...
capitalized. What do you call that? An acronym.
Right.
Of a word, yeah. An acronym would make a new word, wouldn't it? But TIWLMTM. This is What Life Means to Me. Yeah, so we got the group in with a backing track that we'd created already, and... they wrote lyrics to it, and we recorded it there and then. I think we had a sort of an hour and a half to do all of that. Bang, done. And hopefully we've got a song that's sort of produced enough to be radio worthy. And we've got another project coming up with Southern Housing Group in the new year, actually. So these are projects that we're looking for more of.
Right.
You know, if there are anyone out there, any businesses that think that they would like a Christmas song written by their staff, for instance, or
wow.
anything along those lines. This is what you can sort of look for.
So is this, are these old people then?
These are very mixed.
Very mixed.
We had the main vocalist on the chorus, I'm sure it's on this one, is a teenager. And then we had people in the group up to their 60s.
Oh, wow. Mm. So let's, shall we give it a play?
Go on then.
So this is, what is it again? Because it says
this
T-I-W.
Is what life means to me.
Right, that's the one.
1, 2, 3. Dancing with my friends.
It's a catchy little number. It's got a lovely hook in it.
Yeah.
And that was obviously recorded in a live session.
Yeah, we literally had in no way, shape or form was it a studio set up. We just had a microphone in a room. That was, yeah.
And done in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Written, produced and everything else.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
We had we went in armed with the backing track. So the inverted commas production side of it. So musically it was already kind of created. But it still had to be mixed and everything post. Mm. Yeah.
But you know what you can hear? A big smile.
Yep.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. A massive sort of mixed group of service users for the Southern Housing Group that have ended up, with them for a variety of reasons, whether, you know, they be, educationally or physically challenged in some way, or if they've had just a bit of loss in life in some way, shape or form, you know, really very, very diverse group. So,
wonderful. And you say you've got another session like that coming up soon?
So we're going into a couple of their... they've got a couple of properties where they, the Southern Housing Group, so one in Ryder, one in Shanklin.
Right.
So we're going to do kind of a day of recording with each of them with a video for them, which Southern Housing Group can use as kind of a showcase of the site. That's the idea. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, that is February time. So, yeah, probably going into sort of March, you might see some of those results online.
Okay, so let's go back to the kids. Mm-hmm. You must have some sessions coming up soon.
So we do, with our monthly workshop, we do the first Wednesday of every month at Carisbrook Church Hall. And then that's our 8 to 16-year-old groups. Fingers crossed, coming up, we've just applied for funding to start another one in Cowes. So with any luck, come April, we will have a twice weekly club running.
Brilliant.
in a Cowes setting. And this coming Monday, we're going to take the group to the Key Arts for their Christmas songwriting competition. So we've just been writing a Christmas song with the group over the last few weeks last few sessions. And we've got a practice session with them tonight, performance with them at the Key Arts on Monday as part of the competition, and that's Monday evening, by the way. Doors open at 7:30.
Right.
and that's all sorts of people from the musical landscape on the Isle of Wight. So yeah, massive variety of music from, yeah, as I say, all sorts of musicians. And the winners of the competition get tickets to events at the Key Arts Centre or a meal for two.
Fabulous. So, good luck with that.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Plug.
Look, we should now put Maria out of her misery. She was going to be in live. She's not. She's got a cough. She had to stay away.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about Maria, and so, hopefully we're not going to upset her.
So Maria, she plays live and records under the name Chasing Scarlet. So the sound is kind of an upbeat kind of southern country kind of sound. So she's got an amazing voice, beautiful songwriter, and she's been producing these tracks now for, I guess we've been producing them for the best part of a year. There are four that she secretly got sat there, but I think she's just going to release two of them. They've never been aired on the radio before. I know some of her close friends have heard the songs, so this would be a global debut for Maria and Chasing Scarlet.
Let's play it, and then we'll come back and then we'll talk.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you know, I can see why you're frustrated. Seriously, you said earlier on you were frustrated because she's got all these songs that you just sat on and won't release them. And I've got to be honest, there's a lot going on in that. There's a lot of good music going on, and there's a great voice in there. There's a great tune, and I just hear a lovely song.
Yeah.
I really do. So, Maria, if you're listening, I've got no idea where you sat on all your songs. For goodness sake.
Yeah, okay. I see exactly what you're saying. But, at the end of the day, we can all be apprehensive about sharing our art, can't we? So, it's just a case of helping her along the way a little bit, some encouragement from some friends and things and whatnot. She's got, like I say, everything is there, isn't it? You know, she's got some brilliant people she's working with. The songs are amazing.
Is that you? Come on. Is it you?
Oh, I did some production, but I didn't get it.
All right.
So that's Maria singing and playing guitar. It's Dan Smith on slide, and it's Ty on harmonica.
It's brilliant.
So
I love it.
The bass and the drums, and then the music production. Yeah, okay, is me, but they take the full credit for it.
Maria, send us the rest, and we'll put them on the playlist. They're just brilliant. I fully understand, because I know what it's like when you're apprehensive about this is your art and it's out there and people can say things and so on. But I'll tell you what, all they're going to say is positive things about that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So please send us the songs.
Sounds great on the radio, I hope. Sounds great here through these headphones.
It did. It sounded really, really polished, really professional. A lot of things going on musically.
Yeah.
It kind of there's an Elton John track that I like that was very, very similar to that. Something countrified that he did on an album some time ago. It sounded super, super professional.
Excellent.
So, you know, please, Maria. Yeah, it's. But then again, I you know, some people just like to keep that's mine, and keep it. Yep. And so on. I get that as well, but you know, I just think music is there for, you know, is to share and make people happy and smile. And I'd be happy if I listened to that on the radio. I'd be happy to play it again.
Yeah,
in fact, fantastic. I might do before 1 o'clock. I hope you got the message now, Maria, and I hope we haven't embarrassed you or caused you any pain or anything like that, or made you feel like, oh no, I'm not going to bother now.
This said, actually, you can probably find, if, as I say, Chasing Scarlet. I think that's. After who's the character? Scarlet, somebody. Who's the first person you think of?
Scarlet O'Hara.
Scarlet O'Hara. So it's spelled in that way with double T at the end.
Right.
You can find Maria on Facebook and all the rest of it. If you want to go and hear her play that sort of thing live.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm sure she'd,
it sounded absolutely fantastic. Look, we've run out of time. You got to go, and I got to go.
I'm being kicked out.
Yeah. Well, sorry. You got meetings. I've got
just
meetings.
Just got the chair warm.
I'm sorry. And I know it's cold out there, isn't it? It's like chilled right down now, isn't it? As ever, it's a real pleasure to spend some time with you.
Thanks so much.
I love what you're doing with the young people. I really do. I just think, you know, it's so many similarities to what we're doing. And I know how you feel. When you come in with a smile on your face and you're talking about young people doing things, I know exactly how you're feeling.
Yep.
So long may it continue.
It's great to be able to share it. And if I can just plug the website again, if you'd like to go and have a look at some bits and bobs, starlingsongwriters.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you, Chris.